Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Holy Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore your name. Spirit of the living God, you are the teacher of truth. We pray that you teach us today. Open our minds. Give us perception. Give us revelation. Lord, we pray that you pour upon us even the spirit of faith to mix with your words even today. Thank you, Holy Father. We give you glory, we give you praise. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 1. John chapter 1, reading from verse 1. John chapter 1. Today we'll be talking about living by the word, part 3. Living by the word. Part 3. John chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now move on to verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. 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 Here, from verse 1, the word there was referring to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the living word of God. Hallelujah. What do I call him? The living word of God. Amen. And it says, by him all things were created. And like we found out last week, therefore all things are subject to him, because all things were created by him. Amen. And if you are a believer in him, all things are subject to you through his name. Hallelujah. All things are what?
Subject to me in his name.
Okay, looks like the mic is not working. Well, you can hear me. Everyone can hear me here, right? Good. All things are subject to me through the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember the scriptures that we read in Luke chapter 10. He said, and they returned and he said, even the devil are what? Subject to us in your name. You know why? Because he created even the devil. So everything created, visible and invisible, subject to the Creator, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen? And if you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, everything created, visible and invisible, are subject to you in his name. I want you to think about that. Just think about those statements. When we read in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, God told Joshua, said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate upon it day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." But look at this thing. He said, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." And then he says, "And you shall meditate upon it day and night." See, what that means is, when you meditate upon it day and night, you begin to speak it. For the Lord Jesus Christ said, "From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." He said, and as you speak it, and as you meditate upon it, you will observe to do it. It becomes your action. Your thoughts and your speech becomes what? Your action. Hallelujah, somebody. Maybe you don't know that. Everything starts from the heart, from the thinking, from the thought, and then your mouth speaks it, and then your action follows. Hallelujah. Just like you look at somebody and say, "I'm going to shoot you." See, the thought starts from your heart, and then your mouth pronounces it. And if the person is not careful, before you know it, even you yourself, you don't constrain yourself, you will shoot the person. Thoughts, speech, action. So God told Joshua, must meditate. He said, it must not depart from your mouth. Which means, it is by speaking it that you get the job done. Hallelujah. But before you can speak it, it has to be in your heart. It has to take hold of your heart, your thought, your thinking. It has to change everything. Hallelujah. How did the devil get Adam and Eve? By speaking to them. He spoke to them, and they internalized what he said to them, and they acted upon what he said to them. He said, "Did God say, you shall not surely die?" And so Eve, because of that, now looked at the fruit. Oh, and then he said, "Oh, because the fruit now looks beautiful, it is good, and it is to give somebody wisdom." How did she get that? What the devil said. Said, "For God knows that when you eat it, you will be like him." That's what the devil told her. See? She thinks about it. And then she looked. And then she plucked. And then she gave Adam. And the rest is history. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand it now? So, Jesus Christ, the living word of God, was made flesh, made man. You understand? Everything is subject to him. Okay? Now, come with me to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. There's just one point that I want to make by going around that place. Now, Jesus Christ, the living word of God, was confronted by the devil. Jesus Christ, the living word of God, had to depend upon the written word of God to conquer the devil. I don't want you to miss it. Jesus Christ, what? The living word of God, confronted by the devil, what did he do? He depended on the written word of God to do what? To conquer the devil. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ, the living word of God, depended on the written word of God to do what? To defeat the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you get that now? Aha. He did not come to the devil and say, "Don't you know I'm the living word of God?" No, he said, "It is written." He depended on the written word of God. Do you understand it now? And the Bible says Christ is our example. Amen. Remember I told us in the Garden of Gethsemane, why did he have to pray so much? He had to pray so much because He is depending on the written word of God. For part of the written word of God in Psalm 16 is that David said, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, thou will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. Hallelujah. And we know Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God. Even Satan said so. Even demons, they said, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. And he said to them, keep quiet. Do you understand it now? So Jesus Christ had to remind God in prayer, I am your Holy One, and it is written, you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ, in the day of his temptation, he prayed with tears, with strong tears, and was heard because he feared God. You would think that when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said that will be done, you would think that God didn't answer him. No, God answered him by raising him from the dead on the third day. Do you understand it now? And after resurrection, he met with two people on the way to the Emmaus. And then they were talking among themselves. And then the Bible says, he started explaining to them words about himself in the book of Psalms and the prophets. How that Christ is supposed to come and suffer and die before he enters into his glory. So Jesus Christ depended on everything that is written in the word of God. In fact, for him to go to the baptism, when he went to meet John the Baptist, John said, behold the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the whole world. John said, I'm not even fit. I'm the one that's supposed to come to you. Jesus Christ said, let it be, so that we can fulfill all righteousness. Jesus Christ, the living word, lives by the written word. Amen? What do I say? Jesus Christ, the living word, did what? Live by the written word. He is an example for us. So, and then it says in Matthew 4:4. I know you already did Matthew 4:4. The story is very familiar, so that's why. But he answered and said, what? It is written, man shall not do what? Live by bread alone. But by what? By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We're going to read it again. And wherever you see man, put your name. Hallelujah. Are you a man? You're a human being, right? Put your name. Wherever you see man, it means human being. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. It is written, I, Akadewale, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Stand up, let us pray. That's the sermon for today. Man shall not do what? Live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you know how to live now. It's up to you to do what? To live. Hallelujah. The living word depended on the written word to overcome the devil. The living word lived by the written word. He is our example. He is your example, my example. You and I, now we know how to live. Amen? And in John 10:10, he said, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that he might have life and have his word more abundantly. All that you need, all that I need to live the abundant life is here. This is the will of God for man. I want you to pray to God. Help me. Help me to live by the word. Help me, O Lord, every day. Help me to live by the word. To live by the word. Help me, Lord, to meditate upon your word. Help me, Lord, to make a bold confession of your word. Help me, Lord, to make a bold declaration of your word. In the face of circumstances and situation, you can say to this man to move. The Bible says, he should obey you. Rabu Shekedima, Lord, help me. Jehovah, Lord, help me to live by your word. To live by your word. To meditate day and night. To stand upon your word. To uphold your word. To make a bold declaration of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help me, I pray. Oh Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to follow in the footsteps of the Master, the living word who depended on the written word, the living word who lived by the written word. Help me, Lord, to live by the written word. Help me, Lord, to live by the word that proceeds out of your mouth. Help me, Lord, to follow in his footsteps. He said that he has given me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and that nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I receive grace, O God, even to mix with your word. I receive faith, O God, and I receive grace, O God, to walk in your word and to live by your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You're still going to pray for yourself. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Hallelujah. Life comes by the word, living by the word, faith by the word. Everything that you need in relationship to this earth is by the word of God. Everything that you need in relationship with the Almighty, with the spiritual realm, is what? Is still by the word of God. Remember I told us, the word is the foundation of everything. That's why I said the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made by him. And there was nothing made except all that has been made by him. Everything is subject to him. And therefore everything is subject to the believers through his name. They're going to pray. Spirit of unbelief, be gone from me. Be gone from me. I receive the spirit of faith from the Lord to believe every word of God, to take God at his word. I reject every unbelief. I reject the spirit of unbelief. Evil spirit of unbelief, be gone from me. Get it behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the spirit of faith to believe the word of God, to take God at his word. Rebo Shaka, I receive the spirit of faith. 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 I mix the word of God with faith. I receive the spirit of faith. I receive the spirit of faith to stand upon the word of God, to believe the word of God, and to act upon the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Holy Father, we say thank you. We bless you, O our God. For you are the God of all the earth. We thank you for your word that will never return to you empty. But it shall prosper us unto whom you have sent it. It shall accomplish your purpose. Thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. Be magnified, Lord our God, in Jesus' name. As we go on in this week, Lord, we say, go with us. Let your name be glorified in all that we do. For in Jesus' excellent name, we pray.